You know, I've learned a lot from Jewish people. I've learned a lot from doing business with these heaps. And in as much as, you know, you do business and they are able to bring negotiation and bring things to the table and make it profitable. Because he kept wanting to know, well, what was going on? Well, why are you selling them? And I tried to explain to him. I even sent him a picture. I said, look, I've got over 45 of these watches. And that might have been a bad move tactically. But I have bought watches from him and traded watches, like traded in watches to get a particular watch that I wanted plus some cash. So I knew that he would be a fluid situation. He would have the liquidity and have the cash for them. But to lowball me, you know, 50 grand, you know, I'm in a tough situation. But, you know, each one of these watches is undervalued at 20,000 each, with one of them, the black Rolex Daytona, that watch is selling for about $35,000 to $40,000 alone. So, I just don't want to lament about the situation. You asked me how I was doing. That's what I'm doing, babe. I really thought that I'd have those funds in hand. I have some deals that I want to try and capitalize on over this weekend. Just the way things are. Just the way things are. So I'll find another solution. I'll find another way. Cause in as much as I'm in a tight spot, I'm not going to give these things away. I worked too hard for these things over the years. And, you know, maybe I don't want to put an ad out or try to market them to people who might be of appeal. But some of these people who deal in Rolex watches on the private level, I won't say they're shady. But, you know, they don't want to pay what they're worth, obviously. I mean, there was plenty of margin. I'd kind of set a value of each one of the watches at 20,000. That left easily 5,000 to 10,000, and in one case, $15,000 of extra juice and energy that he could have made easily. But for him to try to knock me down to 10,000 a watch, I can't do it, honey. I can't.